Yeah, well, come on, stop that.
What's wrong with that? This is America.
I want her to feel the sport and herself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most angsty podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Sam. What's up, guys?
We bring up one Linkin Park song, and we're the angstiest podcast.
Well, I need something, all right? This is 182 episodes of this shit.
2001, that CD came out? So,
oh, yeah.
So I was in seventh grade.
That would have been sixth grade for me. Yeah.
I was not even a twinkle in my dad's eye.
That music really didn't make me angsty. I was like, this is some good shit, though.
It's good. No. You were already angsty. Linkin Park just brought out the angst.
What I did at that time was I would go on to Kazaa, and I would download Dragon Ball Z videos set to In the End by Linkin
Park. Oh, my God. Thankfully, you can find that all on YouTube now.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube now. Oh, there was no YouTube back in the day.
There was a thread on something awful I found the other day, but it was like pictures from Kazaa that you might remember. And it was like all the it was basically all the porn pictures that you could like find multiples of all over Kazaa.
Speaking of porn.
Go on.
So I watched the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight last night.
I like where this is headed.
But I didn't pay for the Mayweather Pacquiao fight.
You just stream it?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I found a link. just using my internet skills, trying to find
Google.
Yeah, that and people I know. There was a woman on myfreecams.com streaming the fight and herself. So that's how I watched.
She made some fucking money that night.
She did. She was crying at the end. She was making so much money.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was about 5,000 people in the room.
How much did you tip her?
What?
What's that?
How much did you tip her?
I don't have an account. I guess I could make one.
Yeah.
Did anyone go private?
No.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
No.
Like, last round, go private.
Last round is when she took off her panties.
this story just
shot through the roof.
But basically, here's what it was. It was on her TV on the right hand of the screen, and she was on the left hand.
Was it good quality?
It was good enough.
Like, all right.
And I was like, and every other stream I was watching was lagging.
And hers
so
wasn't.
Hers wasn't. And there was also a naked woman, so I was like,
When?
Oh, my God.
So I was just like, all right, this is how I'm watching the fight.
Wow, I've never watched a boxing match completely nude.
Oh, yeah, and she was pretending to be a ring girl between rounds.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
She was holding up a sign that said rounds.
Was she American?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Get some like crazy Russian chick that doesn't know what's going on. Like, she doesn't even understand the sport. She's just diddling herself.
Yeah, well, come on, stop that.
What's wrong with that? This is America.
I want her to feel the sport and herself.
Yeah, she didn't really do anything. She just kind of stood around and posed.
How much money do you think she got? Or no?
I have no idea.
But she was crying.
But she was crying, so it must have been a lot.
I don't have to suck dicks out back anymore.
Totally justifies the $100 she spent on that pay-per-view.
That's great.
That is what's golden about America. That's
creativity and just artistic motivation.
And I hope if anyone from boxing is listening to this right now.
Boxing the
entity.
Yeah.
Don't think that just if you would have shut down the stream, I just would have paid for the fight. I was not going to buy that fight. I would have just not watched it.
I didn't watch it.
The internet would have gave you enough that Twitter alone, you would have been like, okay, I've watched the fight in text.
I mean, you could take and say a name and get 50% right.
Yeah, that's true.
Mayweather won. Did I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is a 50-50 shot on who won.
Pacquiao's the black guy, right?
Yeah. I picked Mayweather because I didn't know how to pronounce the other gentleman's name. I was like, Pac-Man.
He's
going to make Mayweather see them ghosts.
So, yeah, the fight was boring. Yeah. Well, I knew going in that Mayweather isn't a very interesting fighter.
I mean, any fight's going to be boring if you've got that on the right hand and entertainment on the left hand.
Yeah.
Like, by comparison, you're like, I'm not watching this fight at all.
I was thinking maybe because it was a welterweight fight, not a heavyweight fight, but there was just a lot of dodging and hugging.
Hey, bro. How you doing?
Maybe the heavyweights aren't that fast.
And not so cuddly.
Not so cuddly.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Mike Tyson even said the fight was underwhelming. So I feel like if another boxer thinks it's underwhelming, it's not that big of a stretch for me to think it's underwhelming.
Yeah. As a martial artist and somebody who's never even been in a real fight, I'm going to weigh in my opinion on this.
Go ahead.
I don't like getting hit in my pretend fighting where I put on a bunch of pads and and try and score points and not knock someone out.
Yeah, I was gonna say my credentials for judging the fight are I own a pair of boxing gloves.
Yeah. and a certificate that I hang up on the wall.
Yeah, and I have a heavy bag that I occasionally go by and hit a couple times. So.
I have got 1,000 gamer score on the boxing game on the Xbox 360. So
and I finished Punch Out Wii Edition. I finished it. I am Little Mac. So, that's what my boxing friends call me.
We can basically weigh in. These,
we're basically a boxing authority.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hit Combo Podcast. That's everybody. But yeah, I don't like getting hit. I don't like some sparring matches. Like we only go for 2 minutes as in our entire round, mm-hmm. like entire match.
Like, see, I don't mind getting choked, but yeah, I don't like getting hit.
What you and Camilla do is none of your business. It's none of my business. It's none of your business. It's all my business.
I choke her and I just punch her. She just puts on. Oh,
that's
makeup.
Not how I thought that
we
was going to happen.
We got that on tape.
Oh, that's a sound bite. Just using Matt's on his phone and Court just repeating it. Just
he said this.
Let me play it again.
Andy, the international podcast sensation, what do you have to say for yourself? Matt in the courtroom, click. I choke her, and then I punch her.
She puts on a lot of makeup. Just wash your face. She'll be fine.
Is there anything else you have to say?
Nice. So, Matt, do you remember, tell us about your bugs this weekend.
What?
Your bug.
Oh, I just found that picture.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was on Imgur.
It really looked like your hand. Did it? Well.
Found a bug that looked like a leaf, but it wasn't my picture.
Well, that killed my whole story then. Because I really thought it was your hand.
Did you have a story about a bug you found?
No. Someone on Reddit, I saw that picture. Like, I saw it on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw the picture on Reddit, and I really thought, I was like, oh, that really looks like Matt's hand. And I knew you've been doing a lot of outside work.
So I've been doing a lot of outside work.
So I was like, oh, Matt found this.
If I found that bug, I would have trapped it.
Yeah.
Kept it.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to be like, I found your picture on Reddit.
No.
But never mind then. Onward to the next subject of talking.
You guys want to... Oh, I should talk about how I got screwed in Pathfinder again.
Is it as screwed as I got screwed in Pathfinder? Or we got screwed in Pathfinder? Is it game-ending screwing?
Not on their end, but maybe on my end.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
So, you know how last week I found out, like, as I was walking out my door that we're playing on Sunday?
Yeah.
And I had, like, changed plans so I could play on Saturday night, and so I couldn't play on Sunday now. This week, I make it all the way to Austin's house. I'm literally standing in his house talking to his dad.
Oh, shit.
And Austin's not there. And I'm like, this is weird. So I call him and he's like, dude, I told you last week we're playing on Sundays now. I'm like, no, you said we're playing on Sunday. not Sundays. So apparently we're playing tonight.
Do you not get to go then? Or
I'm not. I think I'm just not going to go.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Because like you already took a trip down there and...
I think I'm just about done. Yeah.
That's fair.
It is fair, isn't it?
It's... Lack of communication ruins a bunch of stuff. Like a bunch of stuff.
Well, and also, you know how the last game ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I want to... Before I started playing this one, I was like, do I really want to play another game and just go through annoying stuff like that again?
Fuck it. We should make our own Pathfinder.
I wish. I don't have the time to devote to that.
You know what? I'll play all the characters.
You have plenty of time to devote to that. You have way more time.
We'll just cut the podcast.
What do you do? Work 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
So do I.
What do you do?
I do a lot of my video jobs on the side.
So do you?
And I do a lot of yard work.
And I wear pajamas of yard work. And teach kids to beat each other up, huh? We all have our place in this world, Andy.
So onward
and upward.
The fuck up. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really decided yet, but I better decide quickly because that's tonight.
Yeah.
Take a nap, chug a beer, take a nap, and when you wake up, make your decision.
You'll know.
That last night.
You'll know. Morgan Freeman will come to you. He's your spirit animal. Yeah. He's everyone's spirit animal.
Listen, Matt.
I forget that he'd do a good.
You Morgan should.
A good white Morgan Freeman.
Play Pathfinder tonight.
Oh, okay, Morgan.
That's Mr. Freeman to you.
That's Mr. Freeman.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Denzel.
Don't you fucking call me Denzel Washington.
I will beat you.
So yeah, just figured I'd get that out. And you guys want to talk about the Avengers?
Of course we want to talk about
Mark the
Avengers.
Mark the time.
Okay, I marked the time. Right now, everyone just skip like 15 minutes ahead.
Hopefully, I don't think are we really going to talk about this movie? Yeah, we can. All right, so we're going to talk about the new Avengers,
and we're going to talk about everything. So if you haven't seen it, I don't know who would listen to this podcast and haven't
this podcast
because it made like 82 billion over the weekend. So.
Me, I haven't seen it yet.
Shut up.
Just kidding. I have. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
Avengers time.
Hello, everyone. This is the podcast overseer. The Avengers spoilers end at the 37-minute mark.
Can you believe Captain America died?
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, he didn't.
This weekend, so far, 45 minutes ago, 187 million.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. Okay, into the spoiler cast.
You want to just start from the beginning?
Jarvis died. I was so mad. It's not like the exact beginning, but I was so pissed.
Why?
Back when they said Age of Ultron, I was like, oh no, they're going to turn Jarvis into Ultron. Mm-hmm. Tony Stark's going to do something to Jarvis, and he's going to become sentient and kill everybody. And then, like, in the movie, Ultron's just like, hey man, I'm here to help. Brap! Just kills him, and I'm like... I don't know what to do now. Jarvis was one of my favorite characters.
Jarvis, huh?
Jarvis, he's so cool. He's Tony Stark, but if Tony Stark had a boss, like, he's like, oh, I'm crazy intelligent. I know exactly what to do, but I still have to call this one guy, sir. He doesn't call anybody else, sir. He calls Tony Stark and he calls Pepper Potts, Miss Potts. No one else is he like... Yeah, you're Mr. America or Mr. the Hulk. Like he doesn't do that at all. He's just like Steve.
Yeah.
Or Bruce. Yeah. Or actually I think he calls Dr. Banner.
Yeah. It's made 627 million globally in 12 days.
628. I just refreshed it.
It'll be interesting to see what it makes this week.
Yeah. Because
they're saying a lot of people didn't see it yet because of the fight and the Kentucky Derby.
Ah.
Which makes sense. Those are two big things.
I have no clue why anyone watches the Kentucky Derby anymore.
Yeah, but the fight was big.
The fight was big. Unfortunately, it sucks. So if there's a rematch, everyone's going to be like, yeah, let's watch the Avengers.
Yeah.
Again, five years later. Let's watch Avengers 2.
Let's think back further. Beginning. There was a fight in the snow.
That was pretty cool.
Hawkeye got shot.
Yeah. Dude, they talked, or they, like, tried to show, I was like, no way they're not going to kill Hawkeye by the end of this movie. The amount that they were, like, delving into him and showing him. And then when they're like, he's like, I'll fix that when I get back home or something, when they're at the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, he's dead.
He's a dead person. He's fucking dead. He's a dead person.
But yeah, very surprised that, no. I thought he was. That when the Ultron was coming with the ship, I'm like, yep, that's it.
I thought...
I like how it's. I like the parallel how the reason he got shot the first time was because of Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Ooh, and, I didn't think about that. Yeah. That's cool.
The reason he didn't get killed at the end of the movie was because of Quicksilver.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Who I've been calling Kick-Ass because he played Kick-Ass.
He also played the main character in that new Godzilla movie.
Yeah, Kick-Ass. Which was pretty cool.
He was Kick-Ass.
He was Kick-Ass.
That's why he can survive.
I just keep trying to imagine Kick-Ass in that role. He's just getting fucking the shit kicked out of him.
By Godzilla?
No, I'm talking about the Avengers.
Oh, okay. The only part of this movie that I thought was a little confusing, I saw it twice, so I got to like make sure everything was cool. At the end of the movie, whenever the meteor was flying up in the air, I don't know why, I thought everybody was still on the ground. And I'm like, why are they fighting? They have to go fix the meteor. And then like I realized halfway through that fight that I'm like, oh, they're on the rock. Whoops.
They're on the rock.
Like half going back, I'm like, oh, this scene makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know how they got all together at the beginning. I'm not seeing the gap between Cap 2 and Avengers 2. I'm not seeing how everybody's together.
They were probably called to investigate Strucker.
Yeah.
I know the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last week, Coulson gave them the coordinates to find the staff. He found the staff and Zucker. He found them on the TV show, which is super cool. It makes me...
That I watched like three episodes and like I said it so many times in the episode, but I went, no way. That show is just filled with like no way moments for me. I don't know why. Maybe because it's not done very.
I don't know. I think it's because it's weekly and they have to keep up with everything that's happening cinematically. So it's like we have to shoehorn in a plot for the general public because it's a TV show and we have to make it popular. But at the same time, we have to make sure that everything coincides with this gigantic cinematic universe. And we're just a little TV show.
That makes sense. I do have to give it another try again because I have Hulu now.
So. I'm the exact same way. I'm just like, I don't – whatever. Anyways, we're not talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. We're talking about the Avengers.
Part of Avengers. Hey. I was really hoping for Coulson to show up.
Coulson's supposed to show up in Cap 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And nice. Spider-Man.
Maybe.
No, that's going to be the first Spider-Man appearances, Civil War.
Yay. I just don't want him to rush him. I just don't want that.
Spider-Man plays a big role in Civil War in the comics.
Yeah, but I don't think he should.
So does,
which they started filming.
You know who also plays a big role? Or big, maybe not a big role, but there's a big moment with him. The Human Torch, who was played by Chris Evans.
I wonder if he'll reprise his role.
He should reprise his role. He should be Cap and the Human Torch.
That'd be hilarious.
I dug everything with the scepter. I thought Ultron was one of the most enticing pieces that entire movie.
His quips were way... I didn't expect Ultron to act like that. I thought he was just going to be this, like, death machine.
I know. I was expecting him to be more like a machine, too. Yeah. And the fact that he wasn't was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I was like, yo, I mean, you're saying
and
funny
I
shit.
Guess, like, that's what Ultron was... I mean, that's what he was kind of supposed to be. He was supposed to be that...
Robotic human.
Yeah, almost that gap between robot and human.
Right. I love the fact that he forgot how to, the word children.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the supercomputer that's hooked up to the internet. This shouldn't happen to me.
I also love how, because a thing about Ultron is he's always reconstructing himself.
Yeah.
So I love that scene when he's like, he tells Iron Man, he's like, I'm already there, but you'll catch up. And so he just destroys him. He just destroys Ultron right there. But Ultron had already rebuilt himself into beefy Ultron. So
I also
liked when he like ripped through
his own Ultron.
Oh, that was amazing.
Bigger Ultron.
I'm like, oh, dude.
I was like, oh, did they surprise? Oh, shit. It's he doesn't fucking care, man. Yeah. You almost feel bad for Ultron, just like a little bit. Because, I mean, he was created from something that was too powerful for anybody to handle. He was created from the Mind Stone. Yeah. And so they could not control him. The only reason that everything worked was because Jarvis in Vision. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everything worked in Vision was because of Jarvis, which I thought was really interesting. That he had to first time I watched the movie. Whenever he threw in the AI Friday into his suit, I was like, "Why doesn't he just use Jarvis?" Jarvis is Vision now. Like all of Jarvis had to go into Vision for Vision to work, or be born or function properly. We're gonna go with that one. But I went off on too many tangents. This movie's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. I
like how
it's
they didn't really compromise with Vision. I mean, Vision's fucking like pink and purple. So
he looked great. He looked really
good. You know what the funny thing is? I fucking forgot about Vision.
Oh really?
So when he popped out, my dick shot off in space.
as soon as we saw the lab and Ultron was like, "You're gonna make me a body," I was like, Vision, it's happening.
When the scepter like started to blow up or whatever, I'm like, oh, forgot about that.
And then I still say the funniest fucking thing in the movie, and it's like I already told you guys about this, but I'll explain it for everyone listening, is when fucking Vision looks at Thor and then creates himself a cape.
Yeah.
He's fucking like, that's a ballin' ass cape. I want one. And then he fucking has a cape.
He's cool.
That's the best thing ever.
I thought they did a good job of getting rid of Hulk till the next Avengers.
Oh yeah. Just in a plane.
Yep. I'm like, yep, that's how they're doing it.
I don't know, man.
I was kind of hoping for World War Hulk somewhere in there.
So I've done a little bit of research.
Break down, damn.
So Marvel has the rights to the character Hulk. But whatever company made that absolute shit Hulk before has the movie rights. So Marvel's not allowed to produce a movie about the Hulk, but they have the right to the character because rights are stupid.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, rights are stupid. Should I pull up their next wave of movies?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I believe that Doctor Strange will have an Infinity Stone. And I bet Ragnarok will have the last one.
Think so?
Yeah, I think Ragnarok seems like a good place to put the second one.
Oh, what do we got?
What the fuck is Black Panther? Why is he gonna have one?
Oh no, he's not going to. But we also have Guardians 2.
Yeah, but I feel like Guardians 2 might be a lot about his dad now.
Think so? Yeah. You don't think his dad, the elder, whatever, would have one?
But they already had one in Guardians.
Right.
Had one again.
Well, they're already in space. I mean, I'm not trying to shoot you down.
There's quite a few on Earth already. That were on Earth already.
Yeah.
So they're going to have their Civil War next year.
And that movie is too big to have a stone. So
does Civil War start Phase 3 or does Ant-Man start Phase
3? No, Ant-Man's the end of Phase 2.
Okay.
They should have fucking flipped those.
You think so?
Yeah. Because what the fuck? Avengers should have ended the Phase 2, not Ant-Man.
Yeah, Avengers was so huge, it seems like.
It would have been a great end to that cinematic phase. Instead, now we're like...
Are we still in the spoiler cast?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Just making sure.
We're going to stay in the spoiler
cast. If you hit 15, we should probably make another announcement.
I'll put something in post.
Okay. All right. So...
My parents might be making me an Ant-Man costume.
Nice.
And a local radio station might be paying for it, which is super cool.
I have... Nice. When they first announced that Ultron was going to be like a Tony Stark project, I was kind of annoyed because Ultron was made by Ant-Man.
Right.
And so I was like, you're fucking going to have an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do for Ant-Man?
So,
I like this Ant-Man. I dig him. I dig him a lot.
That's the major thing around Ant-Man.
That might be the first Marvel movie that I don't see in theaters.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I want to see it, but my excitement level for it is very... If Edgar Wright was still the director, I probably would have been a lot more excited for it.
Yeah.
I love Edgar Wright.
Following Civil War is Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Which comes out in 2016 later.
They start filming this November. They've already started filming Captain America. They started this past week. Yes. They start filming in November for Strange.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 comes out in 2 years.
Oh, that's so far away.
Thor Ragnarok comes out 2 months after that.
Maybe I'll see that one. I didn't see the second Thor.
Mm. It was okay.
I didn't like the first one.
It was not bad. Really?
I loved the first one.
The first one's all about him having daddy issues.
Black Panther comes out 3 months after that. So basically it's almost...
Is this all in 2016?
2.5 years. This is 2017.
Okay.
2016 is Civil War and Doctor Strange.
Okay. I
can get 2017, that. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther. Then, almost a year in 2018, is Captain Marvel.
I'm kind of interested for that. I want to see what they do.
And then a few months after that, also in 2018, is Inhumans.
I don't know much about Inhumans.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's their mutants.
Yeah, it has to be.
And Andy, I shouldn't be asking this, but how old are you again? 26?
Yeah, I was doing the math the other day because I was thinking about Infinity Wars. Yep, I was doing the math.
Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Part one.
Andy will still be in his 20s, correct?
Thank God. Yeah.
But part two, Andy will be 30 years old.
Yep.
Oh, my so, God.
Happy 30th birthday to Andy.
Maybe. Or I guess you'll be approaching 30 years old, won't you?
Yeah, because they'll probably come out in May.
May 2019.
At 30, so, you have to give it up, man. It's up. Like comic books and nerd books, things all together. It's like the kids next door.
I'll be approaching 29, so.
Fuck no. I went like high tech with my comics the other day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Plus, we have to shoehorn in a Spider-Man movie in here somewhere.
No, we don't.
No. Sony makes the Spider-Man movies. Marvel gets the character. It's kind of like the Hulk thing you were talking about. So, Sony will make another Spider-Man movie.
Will it be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes.
That means we get a Spider-Man movie in here somewhere.
Yes, but I think Sony, finances it and produces it and stuff. But
totally fine.
Yeah.
But it's in the universe. I'm going to count.
And no money. Like, Sony gets all the money for their Spider-Man movies. The movies that Marvel get that has Spider-Man in them, they get that money.
That sounds great.
So, yeah, it was like no money was exchanged for the deal, but they're like, hey. So I'm hoping that someday, that would work with X-Men. But I could see Fox is trying to do their own thing right now, pushing out Apocalypse
and all that. I'm trying to look up fucking Phase 2.
Maybe if they, quote, reboot.
You just have... Phase 2 timeline or Marvel?
Yeah, but it keeps giving me Phase 3 stuff that I just looked at. Oh, I found one. So, yeah, Ant-Man will be the final.
Which sucks because it's going to be like two. January before because I bought the first Phase 1 box set, so I want to buy a Phase 2 box set.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, sweet, Avengers will be maybe be like December it'll come out. I could ask for like Christmas gift or something. But then I was like, Ant-Man's fucking part of it. It's a bunch of shit.
I'm excited for Ant-Man. Ant-Man looks cool.
No, I am excited, but I just...
It should start Phase 3.
Since movies are so expensive nowadays, I try to ration out, like excitement level to how much a movie is.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't feel like Ant-Man's worth my money.
That's fair.
All right. We should end this. Everyone.
Last thoughts.
Favorite character.
Ooh. Difficult.
Dude, I honestly enjoyed the shit out of Ultron. His character super surprised me. It was not what I thought it was going to be. And I really enjoyed the scenes with him and his quips and lines. Mm-hmm. He was a very well done bad guy. For a Marvel movie. Most bad guys are kind of for a Marvel movie.
Besides Loki. Loki was always fucking
Because he's got the personality. Yeah. And like Ronan. Then, Ronan in Guardians was such a
Hitler.
I'm a bad guy. Yeah.
And you also got the minor characters like Strucker.
Yeah.
Who's just like, aha, I'm evil.
Never surrender.
I'm going to immediately surrender.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm glad they did Red Mask, though, in Captain America. Red Skull. I was pretty happy about
that. Probably confusing him with Black Mask.
Yeah.
Which is a Batman villain.
I've been doing a lot of Arkham Knight stuff lately.
I think my favorite character was the Hulk. Not Bruce Banner, the Hulk. Because it pretty much...
He had some good scenes
in this movie. He felt after Scarlet Witch controlled his brain, mm-hmm. he felt remorseful for what he had destroyed. He looked like he felt bad. Mm-hmm. How did we not even talk about the fucking Hulkbuster scene? How did that not happen?
Because there's so many big ass scenes in that movie, dude.
The destruction porn is amazing.
Oh god, yeah. When they take that building down, I'm like, oh, so explosive.
I do love the scene like right before Hulk goes mad when she's like, "I want the big guy."
Yeah. I liked Scarlet Witch. She was a cool character.
Scarlet Witch is right up there with my favorite character. She's definitely my new crush.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen's hot.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like when hero movies do this, but I understand why. But at the very end, when they like the new Avengers, I'm like, oh, she looks so awesomely hot there. Yeah, she had like all the hair and like a costume now. Yeah, I was like, oh.
The costume was almost like, well, I'm showing up for work now. Yeah. She's got like a nice costume.
It's time to kick ass in fashion. I was like, oh, why couldn't you be like that the whole movie?
The very last words, he didn't say a symbol. And it made me mad.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious when he was just like, ah.
I was like, no, just say it, then cut it.
When I saw the new Avengers, I was like, fuck yeah, War Machine, Vision, Scarlet, Falcon.
Yeah.
Really? You don't like Falcon?
I couldn't even remember Falcon's his name boring. During the fucking movie. I'm like, Eagle Eye, I had to Google it.
I like him a lot. I like the dynamic that him and Cap have.
Where Cap's amazing and he's boring.
He's not boring.
Yeah,
now that he's an Avenger, maybe he'll be cooler.
Someone stole my lunch out of the fridge. That's what I'm focused on.
he's realistic. He goes,
I don't watch these for realism.
Watch it for the destruction and the CG.
And here's what I wanna ask. So, like, and this is completely overanalyzing, but, like, in movie canon, when he shows up, why is there always a sound effect of a falcon?
Never noticed that. Seriously?
Every time he shows up, there's a fucking falcon sound effect. And I know why, because it's just fucking flavor for the movie.
Yeah.
But in the movie, like, wouldn't Scarlet turn around and be like, why the fuck, every time you show up... there's a falcon sound.
What if, like, on his suit, he just has, like, one of those little Bluetooth shower speakers?
I just imagine that he, like, found someone to cut, like, holes through it, like, the acoustic holes. And so when he goes through the wind, like, the wind going through the holes makes a falcon scream.
That sounds really cool.
It does, but also sounds, like, egotistical as fuck. He's just like, he's like, I'm falcon.
Sorry to... What kind of animal are you, you Scarlet Witch?
And she just fucking messes shit, with his mind. Guys,
they've already established the Inhumans in Marvel's Shield.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, it looks like all season 2, though. Oh, here's a couple ones. But yeah, they've already... Here's... It's all their, like, character names, yeah. Not their... But yeah, they have them.
Damn. Good job, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Well, that getting on out it. For like
or they've like mentioned them or
four,
shown them.
3 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have them.
Well, that's interesting. My favorite character. Oh, God, it's tough. Probably Vision. He gets the edge just because he's new.
He was born yesterday.
He was born yesterday. And also the fact that he picked up Thor's hammer. That was fucking amazing. I still want in the final Avengers movie fucking Captain America to pick that shit up. Because you know Captain America at some... I mean, he's going to be worthy. He's like the most pure heart character they have.
Yeah.
The hammer has to deem him worthy at some point in like a crisis.
Or Optimus Prime jumps in and Optimus Prime lifts up the hammer. Yeah.
Autobots assemble.
But Captain America has to fucking pick that in if Infinity War is like part 2. He just has to like Thanos is standing over him and everyone's fucking dead and he just grabs the hammer and he's like, "Come on, come on." He just picks it up. Wham! Hits Thanos with it.
And he freaking makes a comment to Stark at the very end of the movie of like, "I'm better than an elevator."
Throwback.
But I was going to say the other character that got edged out by Vision was Hawkeye. Hawkeye got a lot of Hawkeye time.
Yeah, damn. His wife was Velma from Scooby-Doo. Jesus
Christ. Did not notice that.
I was like,
but that makes her even hotter.
Yeah, dude, she was so hot.
Wife sense is tingling.
There was just a lot of. I mean, he got shot at the beginning, and then they explored his whole
talk about
backstory,
him
and family.
Whittling a chair on the porch.
Yeah, whittling a chair on the porch, and then in Wakanda, he was the only one that kind of held that together because everyone else was freaking out. Yeah. And then later in the movie, he's giving a pep talk to Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
he's like, it's your fault, it's my fault, there's robots flying around, I have a bow and arrow, none of this makes sense.
Let's just fucking do shit.
I could literally talk about this movie the entire podcast.
Yeah, we should really stop.
And then finally at the end, Kick-Ass saves him.
Yeah. Good job, Kick-Ass.
He did a lot in the end, like Quicksilver. He did a lot of help in the end with the Avengers.
Oh, and he's also the one that when Quicksilver, Scarlet, and Cap were trying to stop
the train,
Vision.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Or Vision.
Vision.
Yeah.
I mean, the train was good too, but I was thinking more back to Hawkeye. He was the one that shot through the glass and took out Quicksilver for the moment.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And then, you know what I thought was weird? That was like, it was overly nasty for Bruce Banner when he grabbed fucking Scarlet and said, "Go ahead, piss me off."
Well, I mean. Oh, yeah. But she's the one that made him destroy Wakanda. She made him do that.
You know, that's a good point.
Like, how many people, like, we saw the people that Iron Man saved, but it's a Marvel movie for kids. How many people did he just crush in a car?
The collateral in that movie is fucking bananas.
It just seems like that would be something he would try and avoid.
Yeah. Dude, now I want to watch, like, destruction porn.
You can also
movies.
Think of, like, it's an empty threat of, like, he's a big softy, but she doesn't know that. She's new to the team.
That's true.
Yeah, we should totally move on. We've been talking for way long.
Yeah, we've been talking for super long. How far are we into the podcast? Over half an hour, so that's nice.
15 minutes. Perfect. We capped it right at the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get it? Capped it? Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
We probably started like 10 minutes in, so probably got like a solid 26 minutes of fucking Avengers talk.
It was just so good.
Okay, so guys, let's go ahead and move into gaming news, and let's jog through the rest of this podcast.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner.
Did Skyler record
us
a new?
See what you can catch.
Yes, he did. Holy shit, dude! You just got attacked by Gambit.
Mon ami.
Tam threw a card at Andy.
Thanks, Q.
A playing card. Thanks, Q. Mario Kart 8 update unlocks 200cc and mirror mode for everyone.
I heard that's breaking shit.
Is it really?
200cc people are going so fast, they're like going through stages.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks cool. Have you seen any videos?
Yes, I've watched a couple. I've watched a couple 60 frames per second ones on YouTube, and I was like, damn, that's bananas fast.
Yeah. It's just getting the world ready for the captain to return and show us all his moves.
So there was a new game by the Banjo-Kazooie team. They put it up on Kickstarter looking for, it looks like, 175,000 euros. And they got that in 40 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Everyone's excited for this game.
Holy shit.
It's a spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie.
40 fucking minutes. That's insane.
Now, they're saying here that they probably would have reached the goal regardless, but the team actually released gameplay videos, screenshots, and that's probably what led it to be funded in less than 40 minutes.
Like, they actually, like, had some groundwork of a game. Yeah, that's what helped them so much. I didn't know the time. Like, I saw the Kickstarter. I was like, oh, cool. This is going to be neat. And Banjo-Kazooie was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name of the game.
I don't remember it.
It's called Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah.
Like, Banjo,
Banjo, Kazooie, ukulele.
I love
that's
it.
That's cute.
And it's the whole two character dynamic thing. Yeah.
With an iguana and a bat.
I was playing a lot of Minecraft this week. Yeah. And I'm playing on hardcore, so like, you know, you die and the world's over.
Yeah.
I've gotten super fucking far.
Really?
Like I'm like level 30 and I've got a house and a brewing stand, an enchantment table, an entire fucking farm, a horse with horse armor. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I haven't died once. It's amazing.
That actually sounds like a game that I'd play. Like Minecraft? That's right there.
But
hardcore is pretty cool.
I was fishing the other day and fucking bat just flew by me and I don't know where it came from because those are supposed to be like in caves.
Yeah. You've like, dug too many holes.
Yeah. I'm letting the bats out.
It's backcountry now.
So, you guys know about Splatoon, right?
Yeah.
The Nintendo game where you go around and jizz everywhere.
Totally.
Yeah.
It was going to be a Mario game, but they decided to put its dick away.
Yes. That's very true. There's no voice chat online.
Yeah.
They did that to avoid negativity. Good choice again, Nintendo.
Nintendo.
What do you think their next console is going to be? Like, what the fuck is it going to do? Do you think they'll try and go back to hardcore gaming?
Do we want to get into it?
It's just going to be a giant phallic shape that people just like stroke.
Yeah.
And then like once you reach to completion, it just goes, it's a me.
I think it's going to finally bridge the gap. Avengers. It's finally going to bridge the gap of handhelds and consoles. I think it's going to be able to use the...
That's actually the Wiimote system, idea.
The tablet, and your 3DS all as controllers.
That's actually not
the
a
Wii U.
Bad
you can
idea.
Use the 3DS as a controller
for Super Smash Brothers.
Is there any games that you get for the Wii U besides Smash Brothers?
I mean, I can't argue with you because I have not picked up Hyrule Warriors in a very, very long time. But yeah. There's some, like Mario Kart. Mario Kart's a fantastic game. Have you guys played the new Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Damn, is it fun.
So the World Video Game Hall of Fame, which is launching this year in 2015, so first year, has announced 15 finalists for the Video Game Hall of Fame. You guys want to hear the finalists?
Yeah, totally.
The first one's going to piss you off. Angry Birds.
No, it... If you consider it in the mobile world, the impact it had...
In the mobile world is garbage.
Yeah, it is. But the impact it had was bananas, so... That sucks, though. I fucking hate that game.
And I mean, the point is, this is the first one. This is the first video game Hall of Fame.
I mean, you also have to think of,
and
like,
while you're trying... And not all these 15 finalists are going to make it, so I guess, you know, it might not make it. But the fact that there are plenty of Foundation games that could be in there before...
Hope and Doom. Is Doom on the list?
Doom is next.
Oh, thank God. Doom will get in. Doom always fucking wins.
FIFA.
The games are big every time.
The Legend of Zelda.
Whoop, whoop. The NES represent.
Okay.
All of them.
No.
Yeah.
All
right. Just like all of FIFA.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. These are all good. Yeah.
Damn.
First video game.
The Sims. Sonic the Hedgehog. Space Invaders.
These are all pretty legit.
Super Mario Brothers. Tetris.
Mario has to get in.
And World of Warcraft.
Damn, these. You could argue all of these.
Yeah, those are all of them. Really fucking good choices.
You have to tell me, oh, cut five of these. I'm just like,
Angry Birds would definitely be my first right away.
I think it's something that like only five or so are going to get in.
Jesus.
Like, not all these are getting in. So.
I agree with you, Andy, but like, Angry Birds is not a very good game, but it was an accessible game. And if it was the gateway game that led people to Mario, to Zelda, to all these other... What?
It didn't.
It didn't?
Angry Birds?
Angry Birds. You don't think somebody played it on their phone and went, I want more. I want more of this. I'm going to get more Angry Birds, and then I'm going to go and I'm gonna go buy a Wii? You don't think that happened? That $100 console?
No.
I don't think that happened.
No?
No.
Because
Angry Birds started on iOS. The amount of people that have an iOS device and the amount of Angry Birds games on iOS is...
I don't think anyone played Angry Birds and didn't already know a lot about Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Mario is, I don't want to say a household name, but man, like 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, everyone knew who the fuck Nintendo and Mario was.
Yeah, I just, like...
He made a goddamn movie.
Which I'm excited for that again. I want another Mario movie. Let's write a petition to get another Mario movie.
Only if John Leguizamo comes back.
Deal.
Dennis Hopper is
Bowser. As a Boo?
All the time.
As what? A Boo?
As a Boo.
Yeah.
That's fucked
up.
I'm
guys.
Sorry.
But I would say, like, out of this, like, if you had only picked five.
That's fucking hard.
That's fucking hard. I'd pick Mario, obviously, right away.
I'm really surprised Half-Life isn't on there.
I mean, of course you are. I mean, I would pick Mario.
World of Warcraft.
I would pick the games that define the genres.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it. Like Doom.
Mario, Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Doom is probably what I'd go.
Doom, Mario, Pac-Man, because that spawned a shitload.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
And I mean, World of Warcraft like perfected the idea of MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
They've been going for 2004. So, 12 years?
2004?
Oh, yeah. God.
This year is... Yeah.
That's insane for one game.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a really hard list. I do not envy those people.
Do people get to vote on it? Like, the public, or...?
I'm not exactly sure. This doesn't really say much.
That'd be neat to vote on that. What we got next?
Mm. Next, we have technology news.
Yeah.
Wait. We should talk about something really quick. The Konami thing. Did you hear? Like,
go on.
Oh, really? And the Kojima? Like, all of it is gone? Really?
What's going on?
They split up.
Are they done? Like, for real? Like, they're done?
Yeah, like that.
We talked about that last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We talked about Silent Hills is canceled and PT's taken off the store.
My bad.
I didn't know that, like, I thought it was still rocky waters. I thought they had been served, like, the papers, not that the...
It's, like, official.
Damn.
It really sucks. Apparently, the Guillermo del Toro found out through, like, Twitter that the game was done. And he had, like, contact his manager and was like, hey, what's up with this?
That would be shitty.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry.
All right, let's move into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Fuck, we've been in this a long time.
We'll just fly.
Yeah, let's fly through this. Google's Project Fi is a wireless service that has the potential to turn the mobile industry on its head. It's Google announced it's working with Sprint and T-Mobile to offer a wireless service that will seamlessly switch between Wi-Fi and 4G, depending where you are, so you don't lose internet.
And it's Google, so it's probably going to be legit and probably decently priced.
I'm still going to use my iPhone.
I'm pretty sure if you're using Sprint or T-Mobile, you can just bring your iPhone.
Nope. I'm going to use my iPhone.
All right. Instagram is going to study how people use emojis.
Oh, God. Perfect.
No one fucking cares.
I care. They say if you use
hot
emojis.
Hot dogs, binky bottle, I don't fucking know. Oh, there's so many goddamn emojis.
They say if you use emoji on Tinder, you're more likely to get laid.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to start using animated GIFs then.
Nice. Just you jacking it?
Yeah. Nope, it'll just be going, hey.
It's like on a bearskin rug naked.
Yeah. Hey. You want to swipe left or right, babe?
Astronomers found a gas giant orbiting really close to a tiny star. It's weird because gas giants, when they are too close to a star, burn off, but this one hasn't.
It's Thor.
No, it's Galactus.
Yeah.
Oh, the Galactus is way better than Thor. Because I meant to say Thanos.
Not surprisingly, Apple Watch has the lowest hardware cost to price.
Yeah, it's like $87.
Yeah, it costs $83.70 to make an Apple Watch, and they sell it for $349. So not surprising. I mean, there's always you always sell for more than
But the PS3 was it was like $19 every PS3.
Yeah, consoles. Yeah.
Except this generation, I guess.
This generation's not doing so bad.
They were making...
last generation, consoles were, like, breaking even.
Yeah. They were... Oh, Sony makes $87 per PS4 sold.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Wait till Beats makes a watch. Don't worry.
Well, Beats is owned by Apple. Oh. Beats Watch!
Beats Watch.
Beats Watch Edition.
So I find it not surprising that Apple has the highest...
Yeah.
Production to cost, but
yeah.
All right, guys, you want to go into news?
Yeah, that was quick. Let's do this. Yeah,
we're sprinting. This isn't a jog.
Catch up.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on.
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo newscast.
Go for the goal, Johnny.
Thanks for interrupting me. Drop. Did you pick this because of the fight?
No.
Topical.
I just pick buttons. A plastic bag containing $63,000 in moldy bills has been found at a Pennsylvania state park. Police say the discovery was made by a park visitor.
And they didn't take it?
Yeah. In Bald Eagle State Park. They did not take it. Police say the paperwork... Police say paperwork found near the money. That's weird. Apparently lists the name of the woman it belongs to.
That's random.
I don't trust the banks.
But I do trust Bald Eagle National Park.
I hide them in all the bushes.
Authorities say a woman reported the money missing nearly a year ago, but lives out of state and didn't leave any contact information.
Oh, shit. So
that's what you do when you lose money.
Yeah.
No one can contact you.
Especially that much money. Jesus Christ.
That much moldy money. I bet it was somebody who like didn't like germs and was like, I found all this moldy money. I don't want it. You can have it.
Take it to a bank. You don't have to touch it.
That's true. All right, guys. The next story we have here is in Florida.
You haven't gone there in a while.
We've gone there. I just haven't really made a big deal about it.
No.
But this is going to be extra stupid. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a calf born in North Florida on Monday.
Sweet.
It has two heads.
What?
The calf named Annabelle has two heads, four eyes, two mouths, two noses, and two ears.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was two-headed calf right there. That's...
Damn!
See that there? Yeah, two heads.
He's just start summoning storms or reading people's minds.
The odds of a two-headed calf are extremely small, and I could have sworn there was an odd at one point, but I don't have it.
Let's make up the odds.
1 in 1 billion.
1 in 14.
1 in your mother.
I'm going to say 1 in 15.
Ooh.
You got a really low window.
So basically, I mean, that's... It's a fucking Brahmin.
Oh, yeah.
God. From Fallout.
God damn it.
It's a fucking Brahmin.
Yeah.
We got that Brahmin!
Yeah.
All right. There is a pregnant woman that has a bizarre craving. She eats rocks.
She eats what?
Damn it.
Rocks.
Rocks?
Yep.
Wow. This is Fallout.
She's 21. She walks around the yard of her home looking for rocks to eat to cure her craving.
She reminds me of that, the rock eater from Neverending Story.
Oh, yeah.
These hands.
Just because she eats rocks?
Yeah, just because she eats rocks. Okay, would you tell me one more defining fact about the rock eater?
Touche.
Yeah. I have two facts about this lady. She's pregnant and she eats rocks. That's it.
Two facts about the rock eater right there. Pregnant and eats rocks.
Yeah.
So... While she has a baby in her tummy, she's fucking eating rocks.
Maybe she isn't pregnant. Maybe it's just the rocks.
Oh, God, that poop has to hurt.
I don't know.
It does.
Like, you don't think they're coming out solid, do you?
Yeah, dude, or, they're rocks. Okay, there's no way our stomach can break that down.
I wonder if she, like, mashes them up and, like, has them in smoothies or something. Like, if she's really creative with it, like a rock burger.
A rock burger.
Yeah, just like mash them up.
Fucking Flintstones up in
there. Oh, God.
A rock burger.
Her real name's Wilma.
Wilma.
And finally, in news, there's a lot of apps featuring the rapper Drake.
Are there?
Yeah, and it's the crazy world of Drake is basically the story here. There's an app where you can change his facial hair and tweeze his eyebrows. There's an app where you can just put them into your photos.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That sounds like the best one.
Yeah. Me with Drake, y'all.
It's just fucking interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if it really is.
Sell that
so
same
important
app.
What's so important about Drake?
The internet fucking loves him for some odd reason and loves to make fun of him. Amount of Drake memes I've seen are bananas.
One of my favorite Drake things is you get the Pokemon, like I named mine Swagzilla. It's the Pokemon that's wearing a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
You teach him like sing, swag, and you just name him Drake. Like you just give him a bunch of moves.
My favorite recent Drake thing was when Madonna kissed him, and they're like, Drake doesn't look disgusted because Madonna kissed him. He's disgusted because he didn't get to know her first.
Yep.
And also, if you're a huge sports fan like me, you know Drake is the fucking biggest bandwagon person in all of sports. Every
and
time
he always looks like a proud little brother.
Yeah, he looks like a proud girlfriend, like hugging athletes.
Oh, yeah?
It's great.
But basically, every time you see Drake, he's wearing a new team's jersey.
I wonder if, like, going back to the apps, like, put Drake in your photos. I wonder if you could sell an app that was, like, put Bigfoot in your – Bigfoot, Elvis, Tupac.
Holographic Tupac.
Yeah, does it put them all
pay
in your photos?
Pay 99 cents to get holographic Tupac.
Let's make an app where it takes Drake out of your photos.
Add him in with this app, take him out with this.
People would download that just for the sheer goofiness of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And we'd make $3. Can we split it three ways?
No. It depends on who's developing it.
That's fair.
We'd probably split it
60-40, 40?
69.
It would be 60-20-20.
60-40-40. Math.
I don't know.
Or we could do it 50-25-25.
I'm okay with those numbers. Anyways.
Anywho, guys, that is all we have this week.
That Avengers focused podcast.
This was a super short podcast. I think we should have had more.
You think it's super short?
Yeah.
I can tell you it's not. I can tell you we're just creeping up on the 1 hour mark.
Nice.
So
quality entertainment.
Quality entertainment for sure. Remember, everyone, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc, that is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.